You're listening to the Two Dead Chicks podcast. I'm Melissa.
I'm Kia.
And today we are here to talk about season 3, episode 12, Clear. But before we get into all of that fun stuff, just a reminder that you can follow us on all the socials, Two Dead Chicks. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. And you can find our podcast now on Libsyn, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course, iTunes. While you're there, if you will, just hit that little subscribe button that helps to put us more towards the front of the search engines when people are looking for Walking Dead podcasts and the like. And if you would, please leave us a little review. We love to hear your feedback. Love it, hate it, whichever. We'd like to hear from you. But we hope you love it.
That would be ideal.
That would be great. If you don't love it, well, that sucks. But we still love you anyway. So, any preliminary thoughts on Clear?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. You know, a break from Andrea, which is always...
Yes, girl.
Which is always... It's always thankful for that.
Always appreciated.
Like seeing, I mean, Morgan, like...
I know, right? I think everybody was like, oh my God!
Yeah.
Morgan!
Yeah.
Finally! There you are!
Yeah. I liked that. I liked seeing what looks to be the beginning of like some kind of friendship or something between like Carl and Michonne. Because
yes.
Carl has been getting on my nerves. Like, I get it, but it's like, you're a little boy. Please go away.
Yes. And
I feel like Michonne kind of checked him, put him in his place, but also validated him. Like, I understand. But, yes. You know, let's figure out how to do this the safe way instead of you just going off on your own. And so, I mean, I liked that influence she had with them. And so, yeah, this was a cool episode.
It was. I enjoyed it, too.
What about you?
I echo much of what you just said. I feel like we got it to see a different side of Michonne's character today and for this episode. And I enjoyed that. She clearly, like, I don't know, I, like you said, is it like a friendship or like, it was almost like a motherly instinct kind of kicked in with with him, you know? So, yeah, I loved it. I'm here for it. Also, Morgan is super fun and crazy.
Yeah. Fun's one way to put it.
It's definitely fun. It's fun to watch.
Yeah. It's like sad too. Like, oh man. Like, I wonder what would have happened if he would have joined up with the group.
I know.
So
he's clearly, I mean, he's been by himself way too long.
Yeah.
He needs people.
Yeah. But he rejects it. He rejects it.
Very outwardly rejects it. Okay. He is having none of it.
Yeah. Excuse me, folks. Got a frog in my throat. It's going to stay there the entire time.
Yep.
All right, so this episode, it opens on like the worst family road trip ever. Michonne is driving.
That's pretty accurate.
So like everybody's face is just stone face.
Yes.
Michonne's driving. Rick's in the passenger seat. Carl's in the back seat, and it's silent. And as Michonne goes down the road, she speeds past this man in a backpack. He's walking along the road and he's like pleading for them to stop. She does not. And further down the road, they find like the remains of, it looks like an accident. And Michonne drives off the road trying to move around it and she gets stuck in the mud. And she's like spins the tires in the mud and everyone is giving everyone else side eyes. Like,
yes.
It's a lot of tension in here. And then a group of walkers kind of like descends on the car and it's kind of cool to see like this group of badasses because no one looks worried. They just look annoyed. And Rick kind of nonchalantly rolls down the window and just shoots one in the head. it's just their dynamic is just so strange.
It's weird.
Yeah. And so after they've cleared the threat of the walkers, Rick finds some supplies to try to gain traction, and he shows Carl like how to get a car unstuck, you know, kind of like a rite of passage, a little fatherly advice. Yeah. And then Carl's like a little snot, and he's like, we wouldn't have to do this. She didn't get us stuck. And Rick is like, well, you know, it was an honest mistake. And Carl says he doesn't understand why Rick let her come. And so Rick's like, well, at this point, we have a common enemy, so we can work together towards our common interests. And then Carl's like, well, it's only for right now, right? And Rick's like, yeah, just for right now. And Michonne is in the car this entire time. The window rolled down. She hears this entire conversation.
I can hear you. Jerks.
What would you think? What do you think she's thinking?
Like, I have to get out this car right now and leave your asses out here. That's what I ought to do.
Well, I mean, Rick did tell her that she was only staying for a couple days. I don't know. And she just seemed to ignore that whole thing because she's just been chilling.
Yep.
So I just wonder, she's interesting.
She is interesting.
Yeah, because I just don't know if she's just like, well, yeah, checks out.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. But she doesn't seem to be offended. She's just listening.
Yep. She's one of those, like, her face doesn't necessarily give her away either. Yeah. She's just very even keeled, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna listen to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might also kill you, but I won't let you know what's coming. Don't worry.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's listened to this conversation, and Backpack Man, well, has been running down the road this entire time, apparently, and has caught up to them. And he's, like, screaming for help. And finally, Rick, like, they get the car unstuck, and Rick and Carl get back in the car, and they just drive off. Did you find this a little cold?
Yes.
Like, the way they just didn't help this guy at all?
Yes. In fact, it was very weird for me.
You think this is something they should have done or they have done in the past?
Yes. I definitely think it's something they've done in the past. But then again, I mean, Rick's also been tripping out in Crazy Town. And we saw that his last encounter with outside people was not great either.
Yeah.
You know, Tyrese, Sasha, and co.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's weird to me because I feel like they are the people that help people.
Yeah. I don't know that they are. Like, I don't know that Rick's made that decision because, like, with the prison group, he was very much against them staying.
Well, that's true.
I guess Herschel tried to talk him into it, but then...
Maybe things would have been different if they had had somebody else on that trip.
Yeah.
Herschel, maybe even Glenn.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It might have been different. Maybe that's more the case. It's as a group, they tend to come to that conclusion. Him by himself, maybe not so much.
Yeah, and Michonne's clearly not gonna.
She's like, I'm indifferent to all of this. She's wonderful, though.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just drive off of this man, run after him. So then the crew, they pull up into the Grimes hometown of King County. We have only been here once before, and that was in the pilot.
That's right.
So they go to, like, the sheriff's station, police station, whatever Rick was, and they go into the gun locker, and it's completely empty. Rick is so pissed, and I'm confused about why he thought anything would be there.
Right. Like, you know, other people probably knew that was there besides you, right? Like... Just a guess.
Yeah.
Maybe even other people that were on the force, unless there were like only two of you. And then, well, yep, you're right. There's not anybody else that was on the force. But I'm sure other people saw it and was like, oh, you know, I bet they've got guns there. I bet they have ammo.
Yeah.
Because it's a law enforcement office. It's a police station.
Yeah. It's just, I was surprised about how mad he was.
Like, very snippy. Okay.
He's like, whatever. I think we can find a couple guns hidden throughout the town. And Michonne's like, oh, we'll probably need everything that was here. And as he's kind of like laying out his plan, like, yeah, I'm going to go to Terrence's bar and grill because I issued him his gun license, blah, blah, blah. And Michonne looks like she's paying zero attention to this. And he's like, do you have a problem with that approach? And she looks at him kind of slowly and just very, again, even killed. She's like, no, Rick, I don't have a problem. And she hands him a bullet that she found on the ground. And Carl has been watching this whole exchange silently. And Michonne just like walks away and Rick stares at after her for a little bit. I wonder, what do you think? Carl is like very intently watching this. What do you think he is thinking?
I don't know. I don't wonder is he just still kind of trying to figure out Michonne? You know, like,
yeah,
whose side is she on? I guess. I mean, not to say that. You know, I mean, like, is she with them or is she not with them? Like,
yeah,
it's just sizing her up.
Yeah,
it's kind of how I take it.
Yeah, I can see.
Also,
that.
He's probably looking at Zelly. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you so angry? Just because mom's not appearing in a flowy dress? Lord,
yeah, no Lori. This no imagined Lori. Yay! I should say.
No, she does, Lori and no Andrea.
Lori does make an appearance.
That's right.
In a picture.
But that's not the same.
It's not.
That's not the same as her person and her little flowy dress.
No. So, yeah, outside at station, they walk along a sidewalk a little bit, and there are arrows, like, spray painted, pointed in the direction they're going, and random messages, like, away with you. Painted on the buildings. And I'm like, this seems like a bad idea.
Yep. Maybe let's don't go in there.
I know, maybe just go the opposite way. I don't know. So yeah, they walk down Main Street and they find it like filled with obstructions that have like sharpened stakes jutted out at all kinds of angles. And Michonne is like, well, it looks like somebody's already here. And they see a walker behind them get caught in like some barbed wire, and then suddenly somebody shoots it from above, and they look up and they see a man in a mask on a roof, and he's aiming the gun at them and he's telling them they have 6 seconds to drop their guns, shoes, and the sword and get out. And Rick tells Carl to get to the car. And Michonne's just looking like, we need that rifle. I'm pretty sure I can get it. Yep. I was like, well, dang.
She's like, no, I'm not deterred.
Not deterred at all. No. In fact, I'm going to take your gun.
I love it. She is badass.
Yeah, she is. So Rick just is like, all right. And so Carl runs off, Michonne runs off, and then Rick starts shooting at this guy. And so Rick takes cover behind this truck and he reloads. And just as he's about to start shooting again, this man disappears. And then you see Michonne, who is on the roof, but in the building next to it. Like, she got up the wrong roof. I don't know how that happens, but she got up there quick.
Yeah, she did. She was hoofing it like she found the stairs and she was up.
I know. I was like, my goodness, girl. I can't get upstairs that fast.
Nope. Me either.
Made it from the ground floor to the roof in like 15 seconds.
And if I had done that, I'd be like, and I would never have the energy to try to hurt anybody.
I know. She's so unbothered. She's just like,
oh, what? This is a big deal? What? Do you think this is hard?
I do. Did you forget that I do one leg push-ups?
Also that.
Yeah.
Man, like, that is such goals for me right there.
Yeah. So, yeah, Michonne can't find him. And that is because he has also popped down to street level in the same amount of time that it took her to run up to roof level. He's shooting at Rick. And so, just as Rick is about to come out from behind his cover and shoot, Carl comes out of nowhere. Carl's supposed to be at the car. And he comes out of nowhere and shoots him close range.
Oh, Carl.
And so Rick is like, oh, I didn't want you to have to do that, Carl. And then Carl's like, but I had to. I was like, okay. Something about him is just getting on my nerves.
Yeah, he goes through a nice little annoying phase for a minute.
Hot minute. I feel it's just something about him being out on the road and him just like sassing everybody. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm like,
somebody, he's being a surly teenager.
Yeah.
But is he a teenager?
No, he's like 12. 11. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess he has to grow up fast. So he's going through it now. So get that surly shit out of the way now.
But somebody just needs to be like, Carl, shut up. Which Michonne did later. So
I know.
Yeah. I was like, okay. So Michonne looks kind of impressed, like, oh, this little kid is out here shooting people.
Uh-huh.
All right. And so Rick sees this guy's body armor and he's like, well, he's alive. And then Michonne's like, do we care? And Rick takes off his mask and it is Morgan.
So, yep, we care.
Yep. He's like, we do care. So Rick and Michonne are kind of like scouting out the entrance to the building where it looks like Morgan is staying. And Rick's like, watch out for booby traps because he's gotten pretty creative. And I'm like, yes, Kevin McAllister would be so proud.
Right.
It's like straight up Home Alone shit.
Holy cow. Like, yeah, it is.
And Michonne's like, why are we still here? This was just supposed to be an in and out run. You know, why are we helping this dude? And Rick's like, you know, he feels obligated. So they start to make their way in. And Michonne, like, saves Rick from stepping on, like, a covered hole. Like, with some Super Mario Brothers spikes.
Yeah.
Out. Like, it's covered by a welcome mat.
Yep.
Woo. And so then they carry Morgan up the steps. And then this time, Rick saves Michonne from tripping a wire that would have sent an axe swinging down at them. And
yep,
this axe, what I noticed, is still bloody.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like,
wow.
How many people have tried to come up?
And how long did it take him to formulate all of this?
Yeah.
Holy crap. That's a lot of work.
It is.
That's a lot. He's really had a lot of time. I think, like, basically, like, as soon as he and Rick parted ways, this is where he started.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Well, I mean, I think that, I mean, later on, I don't know if that's necessarily true because he talks about what happened with Dwayne. I think that probably happened. I think after Dwayne, it probably happened.
Right. But wow.
Yeah.
The amount, but of course, maybe he doesn't sleep now, which would make sense also. And so he's just like, I'm just going to put all this crazy shit together.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Yeah, it is kind of amazing. Like, where did you... It's not even necessarily that he found all this stuff, but the fact that he knew how to put, like, tripwires.
Man.
Like, how do you... Like, who... Like, what kind of knowledge do you have just to be like, you know what, I'm going to put this little thin wire here, and then I'm going to connect something, and this axe is going to swing down. Well, I mean, it is Home Alone, so...
Uh-huh.
It could be fairly easy.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah,
there's Home Alone. And honestly, I know that there's been cartoons that I've seen that had like little booby traps like that. I was going to say, Tom and Jerry, hello. So, yeah.
So wow. It could be fairly easy.
He was just a very avid Saturday morning cartoon watcher.
Yeah. So, yeah, they get into Morgan's little living space and it is full of heavy artillery. And Rick says it's double the size of what was in the locker. So Rick and Michonne lay him down on this cot. And Michonne immediately grabs, like, a duffel bag and starts packing up, like, stuff, guns, ammo. And so does Carl. He's like, well,
let's go to work, guys.
I know. We found what we needed. And Rick is distracted by all these sayings that Morgan has scribbled all over the place. And the most prominent is clear. And it's written repeatedly, different colors of paint, but it's all over the place. And then he notices the walkie that he gave Morgan. And then he sees this phrase that says, Dwayne turned. And it's spray painted hot pink. Very prominent. And so Rick, you know, knows who Dwayne is. So he's like, no, we're not just going to leave him. We're going to wait for him to wake up. And Michonne's like, the fact that we didn't leave him out in the street for walkers to get him after he tried to kill us is good enough luck for him yes. for one day. And she says, whoever he was when Rick knew him, it's not the same guy. But Rick is very adamant that they're going to stay.
Yeah.
And so they're like, all right, whatever. And while they're waiting, Carl notices a chalk drawing of the neighborhood. And he sees that their old house has been burned down. And he's a little sad about that. And Michonne, in the meantime, has found something to eat. She is chomping down on it. And Rick is like, oh, so we're just eating his food now? And she's like, well, the bat said welcome.
That's right.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's just, yeah, just a little sense of humor.
It's so
like,
cheeky. I love it.
Is this the first time we've, like, seen her make a joke?
Uh-huh.
I think it is. I don't blame her. She's like, whatever, I'm just sitting around here.
Like, dude, I'm hungry. Yeah. This is sitting here. I'm gonna take it.
Yeah. So then Carl announces, he's like, I'm gonna go on a run.
Okay, Carl.
And he says he's gonna get a crib for Judith. And Rick tries to stop him, but Michonne says, you know, I'll help him carry the box. It's a big box. You're gonna need some help. She's like, you're getting a crib, right? And
she called that shit out so fast. She's like, I know that's not what you're doing. That's not this mission. That's not what this is about.
And Carl doesn't look happy at all.
Plans are foiled.
Yes. And so then Rick's like, well, okay, that's the deal. You go with her and then you can go. What do you think about this? It just seems like such a big turnaround. Like, well, maybe because she helped saved his life.
Yes. I think that's probably accurate.
Yeah. Because before it's just like, and now it's like, well, I guess.
Yeah. And I mean, let's be honest. She cleared that, you know, that whole building up there in 15 seconds. If she wanted to take him out, she'd have done it.
Yeah.
So she's not here to hurt them. And he knows that.
Yeah.
And I think maybe even like the fact like she kind of jumped in with the thing with Carl, like maybe he appreciated the fact that like she immediately picked up on the fact that, you know, he's out here trying to go off by himself and do God knows what. And she's like, no, that's not how this is going to go.
Carl is foiled. And as he's outside, like, he tries to power walk ahead of her. And
he's like, weren't you paying attention like 10 minutes ago?
I know.
No.
And he tries to distract her. He's like, why don't you take care of that zombie? And then he bounces. And I was kind of surprised that she fell for it. I mean, not felt, but I mean, she took care of it. She turned around and she was like,
little shit.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah. I would have thought that she would have been like, I'm good. And just like kept her eye. But whatever. Yep. It's not like she lost him.
No.
She runs after him and she was like, what was that about? And then she's like, hey, you just passed by the baby place. And he's like, I got something that I want to take care of on my own. And he says he's getting Judith something else first before he gets the crib.
Indeed.
Yeah. So back in Morgan's, Rick is like whispering to an allegedly unconscious Morgan that he's like, I'm sorry this happened to you. But as soon as Rick turns his back, Morgan reaches under his cot to grab a knife and attack Rick. So they have this scuffle. And Rick is like, you know me, Morgan.
You know me, Morgan. Yeah. I laughed my ass off during this whole thing.
Because it's the yelling. It's the yelling, it's the Andy yelling. Lincoln that takes you out of it.
Yep.
You know me. And so,
Oh my God.
So then like Morgan's arguing back like, you don't clear, and dead men are wearing other people's faces or whatever. Dead people wearing other men's faces. Uh-huh. That's what he says. And then he ends up stabbing Rick in the shoulder.
I love all of them. Yes. And like they're like out southerning each other. Yes. And it was amazing. Well, you said you were going to turn your radio on every day at dawn, and you were not there.
Yeah, I would say, let's be honest. Lenny James is always going to out-Southern Andy.
Always. Going circles. Yes. Around him. Yes.
It's always going to be better, especially now because Andy's yelling. It's like, beautiful. No, Andy, calm down. Take it down. I can't deal with this. So, yeah, after Morgan stabs him, Rick's like, you crazy son of a bitch. And then he cocks his gun, points it at Morgan's head, and then Morgan, like, welcomes it. And he's, like, pleading for Rick to kill him, which is, that's shocking for everyone. I mean, it's sad.
It is. It's very sad.
And so Rick doesn't do it. He restrains him instead. And he starts wrapping his own shoulder, and he's explaining their history to Morgan. And Morgan kind of has a breakthrough when Rick mentions the walkie. But then he freaks out. He's like, you were never there. You told me to meet you. Like, you told me that you'll be there every morning at dawn, but you were never there. Never, never. And then Rick explains, he's like, I found my wife and my son, and I kept getting pushed further back into the country. You know, I tried, but I couldn't. And Morgan's like, did your wife turn? And Rick's like, no, she died. And then Morgan's like, of course, you know, because watching your own wife turn is some like kind of like just punishment that's reserved solely for him. He's like, because it's kind of like, of course you didn't. That would be a thing that only happened to me. Aww. And then he tells Rick, like, the fact that I couldn't kill her, like, brought her reckoning because she ended up cornering Dwayne, and Dwayne couldn't bring himself to shoot her. And so she bit him, and, you know, Dwayne turned.
So sad.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is so just, it is just, you think about that. It's just like,
that's literally the worst way that could ever go.
Yeah. And so then Morgan is like, is your boy dead? And Rick's like, no. And then Morgan's like, well, he will be, because good people die, bad people die, and only the weak like me, we are the ones that live, that inherit the earth. And I thought that was like such a good scene.
It was.
What's up? Like, what were you thinking when you were just like, saw this guy being so pathetic?
Well, I mean, can you blame him though?
No.
God, after what he just went through, it's just so, it's so sad. And the thing is, like, weak is definitely not a word I would choose to describe him though. Like, I think he's having a moment like Rick is. Like, I think he's having one of those, I'm going to crazy town, little nervous breakdown kind of situations. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's where he's at right now.
Yeah.
But it's just so sad to think about what brought him there. I mean, he's literally lost everything. He's got nobody.
What do you think about the fact that he thinks that Rick's a good guy and that he's a weak guy?
Well, it's sad that he thinks that. I mean, like, I don't look at it that way. I don't look at him as being that he's weak. I look at him that he's broken, yeah. But broken does not mean weak to me. He's very much emotionally broken right now, though.
I wonder why Rick didn't share the fact that he is not in a place, like, he's in this very similar place, mm-hmm. that Morgan is in.
He could have easily commiserated there, and he didn't.
Yeah. I was like, that's interesting. I think that's where my, like, good versus weak question came from, because mm-hmm. it's like, Rick could have very easily been like,
hey, I see my dead wife.
Right.
I mean, let's just put that out there.
Yeah. So, yeah. Rick just takes that in. And was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right. I'm super strong.
So back outside, Carl walks up to a restaurant, King County Cafe, and Michonne is trailing him, And he peeks in the window, but when he goes to open the door, Michonne stops him. And he, like, stomps off, and he's like, what I do is none of your business, and you're only here for common interests. And
like, somebody pop him.
Exactly. Like, little boy, you just learned that phrase.
Uh-huh.
2 hours ago. Shut up. And so he's like, I'm going to do what I need to do, and you can't stop me. And then she's like, no, I can't stop you, but you can't stop me from helping you.
Boom.
And then we cut to, like, inside the cafe, and it's like, I know why the cage rat squeaks. Like, this rat is in a cage, and they just roll him in there. And Carl and Michonne are, like, sneaking in while the walkers are distracted. And they go to the bar, and Carl stands on it to get a picture that's hanging at the top. And he almost gets taken out by, like, the dormant bartender. But Michonne takes out that walker before Carl even knew what was happening. And then they almost make their way to the door before the rat that they use for bait starts, like, scuffling their way. Mm-hmm. And then it's followed by walkers. And so they fight their way around the restaurant, and they make it out, but not before Carl drops the photo, of course.
Of course.
And so they're outside, and Carl's like, I need to go back in and get it. And she wants him to wait outside so she can get it. And he's like, no, it has to be me. And then she just cuts him off, and she's like, no more bullshit. And then he stares at her for a couple seconds, and then he nods, like, okay. And I was like, yes, a firm hand.
Yes. That's
what these kids need.
That's what she... he has needed that for a minute. For a minute. So thank you, Michonne, for coming along and providing this for us.
Because that's literally all she had to say was, like, shut up. And he's like, yep. All right. She leaves and comes back, like, 11 seconds later. And she has both the photo and this, like, rainbow-colored, like, papier-mâché cat.
So cool.
And then we see the photo that was so important was one of a smiling Lori, Carl, and Rick. And it's, you know, clearly in happier times when he was younger.
And before the world went to shit.
Yeah. And so Carl has this in his hand, and he's staring at it, and he is grinning, like, ear to ear. And he's like, oh, I just thought that Judith should know what her mom looked like. And then he's like, thank you. And she kind of jokes, and she was like, oh, I was gonna go back in and get that cat anyway, because it's so damn gorgeous.
I love that. I loved everything about that scene.
I know. I really just, like, the way Carl said thank you, like, I was like, oh man,
that firm hand worked. And yeah, and truly, I think he was really grateful. And the sentiment was sweet, the fact that he wants her to be able to see what her mom looked like and to see them as a family at some point in their life.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
And it was definitely also for him, like, definitely, to see, just to have something, to see his mom. And I mean, that really was like, oh my gosh.
I know.
This little boy, he's just, I mean, understandably, but it's like, you see him being so, like, strong and stuff like that, but that's only because he has to be. Only feel because he feels like he has, yes, to be. And it's just, like, at the end of the day, it's just this little boy who lost his mom, and whose dad is, like, emotionally unavailable to, like, help him through that.
Yes.
And
yeah. I mean, and too, like, you know, he still is, I think, feeling the loss of Shane, because Shane kind of was that guy for him for a while too. So, I mean, he's lost everybody that he considered a parental figure.
Yeah.
Anybody that he looked up to, those people are gone.
Yeah.
Not to say that he doesn't have love for the other people in the group, like Glenn or, you know, Maggie or Herschel, but there is a different dynamic.
There, right.
It's not that, I don't really feel like he looks at them as almost like a, you know, like a second set of parents or anything. It's right. Not like that at all.
Yeah. So yeah, that little thank you just, like, warmed my heart. I was sweet. Like, oh yes. So yeah, back in Morgan's, Rick has opted not to kill Morgan. He's like, I think you're supposed to come back with us. And Rick tells Morgan about the prison. But Morgan is so much sharper than his current state would let you think, because he's like, Rick, I noticed you're taking a lot of guns. And you're trying to get me to come back to this place, but you need all these guns for it. And he was like, because this is how it's going in this world now. If you got something good, there's someone who wants to take it from you.
Yep.
And I mean, he's pinned it down. So
yeah. He ain't wrong.
Yeah, I know. And Rick's like, we're going to beat him. He's like, all right, well, whatever. And Morgan is like, you're either in this world, you're either torn apart by teeth or by bullets. And he's like, but that's not going to happen to me. And Rick's like, you know what? I think your problem is you can't deal with the fact that there's a chance out there. And Rick's like, we started from the same place and we've both lost things, but you're not thinking right. And we can come back from this. And then Rick's like, you have to. This can't be it. And then Morgan gets quiet again and he tells him no, because he still has to clear. And then Rick watches him for a second and he walks out with all the guns.
Do you think that Morgan, this is his way of like punishing himself, kind of banishing himself to being alone, you know, because he wasn't able to save not only his wife, but his son?
I think that's part of it. But I really do think that, I mean, that might be something that's underlying, mm-hmm. but I really do think that he thinks like that there is no way out of it, because all of his experiences
have shown him that.
Yeah. And I mean, he's not wrong. Rick has invited him to this place that is it's going to be under attack.
Yep.
And so it's like, oh, I could go with you and you know somebody's coming after you, or I could live this life that has been working for me. I mean, to what degree?
Right.
Whatever, but I'm still here and I don't have to depend on anyone but me.
That's true.
I also liked, I mean, Rick was clearly talking about himself when he was like, we've come from the same place.
Right.
You have to come back from this. This can't be it. It was clear he was talking about himself.
Absolutely.
And so we see that Rick is still in this place where, I mean, he is functioning. I mean, he's not running around the tombs like he was after Lori died. He's
right.
not taking ghost phone calls, but he's still like very much in this like other headspace that he's trying to fight his way out of. And just to have these two men like meeting on such common ground, it's so sad. It's just sad just to see like, yeah, they did start the same place. They went totally different ways, but they are still basically the same.
Like, they are.
Yeah.
They're still, like, they've still kind of come to the same place.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah. Where this, like, they just can't deal with the world as it is. And it's like,
I don't blame them, man.
Yeah.
Whew.
Oh, man. So good. It's like, it's so good.
The whole episode was very well written.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Did you have anything else about that scene?
No, I think we pretty much covered that.
All right. So, yeah, Rick takes the guns. He's gone. And then outside, Morgan has come outside and he's kind of like busy removing the zombies from the spikes. And Carl and Michonne have come back to meet Rick with the crib. And they start to walk back towards their car. And they see Morgan. And Carl apologizes to him for shooting him. And Morgan's like, don't you ever be sorry. And so then at the car, Rick asks Carl how things went with Michonne. And Carl's just like, you know, she might be one of us. And Rick's like, what? And then Carl's just like, it was everything went okay. Everything was good.
That was so great, though. Like, I feel like that was, I mean, him vetting for her was just like, that's legit, man.
Yeah.
This is for real.
Yeah.
And he knew. Like, I think in that instance, Rick knew. And I think that was it.
Yeah.
I feel like in his mind, he kind of accepted her.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's no more. It's not like that glowering thing anymore.
Right. I think he stopped looking at her as like this outsider at that point. I think he was finally looking at her as like, okay, you know, maybe you are one of us.
Yeah. Maybe. I think maybe is the, mm-hmm. it's not so much that he was so openly hostile toward her anymore.
Yeah. Not at all. In fact, that fun little dialogue at the end, like, just got me.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And so, yeah, Carl gets in the car and then Rick is kind of looking off in the distance and he looks distracted. And Michonne catches this and she tells him that she knows that he sees people. And he looks down and he looks a little ashamed at this. Like, he doesn't admit it, but I mean, she knows what she sees. And then she's like, you know, I used to talk to my dead boyfriend. It happens. And he thinks about that a little bit and then he's like, do you want to drive? And she's like, yeah. He's like, good, because I see things. And
that line is amazing.
I know. Like, he had a little joke. She had a little joke in this episode. Like, right. What?
And then that was like a little fun little camaraderie thing that just happened. And
yeah.
I love that. Oh, I love everything about it.
Yes. And so, yeah, he walks off to the passenger side. And I mean, she just smiles this little smile.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And so they're back in the car and they're driving along the road and they're in silence again, but it's not like before. It was just,
this is more comfortable silence.
Yeah. And then they end up driving past that orange backpack man. He's dead now.
Yep.
And so then the car backs up and Rick grabs the pack off of him and then
that is so savage.
Drive home.
That is so savage and hilarious.
It's awful. It is terrible, God. But it's just like,
well, he's not using it.
Right.
I agree. No, I totally agree. But just the fact, I mean, one, they totally left him to let that happen. It's like, well, oh, well. Oh, well, now you're not using this backpack. Yeah. So I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's in an episode. And yeah, it is. You're right. It was just very well written, especially compared to that crap we had the rest of the season. But it's like just strong actors. Like, there are only four people in this episode,
but all were amazing.
Yeah. And yeah, just reveal different parts of the character. And like I said, that moment just with Carl and Michonne just really got me. And then Rick's out here just struggling. He's trying. Mm-hmm. he's trying to hold down to some hope.
Absolutely.
That he can get out of this. And then, I mean.
Well, and I think we're also, you know, you're seeing the beginning of friendships and, mm-hmm. and like, you know, just relationships in general, like forming.
Yeah.
Like seeing the connection with Michonne and Carl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that's awesome. And it's been a nice slow build to this point, mm-hmm. even. So I love it. I feel like it's a very realistic depiction of how something like this would go down in the apocalypse. So, all right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we're back with our death toll. I'm feeling pretty good about my chances right now. I don't think I would have bid it in this one. What about you?
Well, Rick didn't invite me.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't even know if I would have been here.
Yeah.
I guess I'm back helping with like Judith or something. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. Okay. So best all around. Who you got?
Best all around. I have that as Michonne because, like, she just showed. We've known that she's a smart cookie for a while.
Yep.
But she showed her usefulness to Rick. Like, mm-hmm. she knew when to reveal it and how best to use it. I mean, it's with his kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was smart. And just the fact that she just, you know, form that bond with Carl and just got him that thing that, I mean, I'm just that whole, that thing with the picture. I mean, I will always just look at that like, oh my gosh. So yeah, I liked that she showed her smarts. She was still a strong person. She's out here still killing zombies. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just revealed a little bit more of her humanity that would let Rick see that she's an asset.
Absolutely. I actually had Morgan for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, man, this guy has been by himself. And here he is. I mean, he is like the epitome of a survivor.
Yeah.
Now, maybe he's not got all his faculties at the mm-hmm. moment. But then again, you know, nobody's perfect.
Yep.
But I think it's amazing. Like he has survived all of this, and yet there he is, still here.
Yep.
And so self-sufficient and reliant. So yeah, that, I had Morgan for that. Least likely to succeed.
No, I don't have anybody for that.
I just said Carl's moment of being a brat. Like when he was being a brat, he was not doing good. We like when Carl has knows his role and shuts his hole. that's what we like.
Yeah.
MVP.
MVP, I had Morgan.
So we swapped because I had Michonne for that. Yeah. Go ahead.
I had Morgan for MVP because like he was the catalyst to let people like for Rick to for us to see. Like Rick's state of mind. I really like that. And also because he's out here surviving as best he can. And still, like, even though he doesn't have his faculties all about him, he's still just like such a smart dude. Mm-hmm. Like he's not gonna be fooled by your little prison invitation, Rick.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I give it to Michonne. I mean, for many of the reasons that you mentioned just a couple minutes ago, but you know, I think just as much as our group is sizing her up, you know, we've talked about it. She's very much sizing them up as mm-hmm. well.
Yep.
And, you know, I think she's been doing that a lot. And I think she clearly sees something that she likes or, you know, thinks I could be a part of this because here right. she is. But I feel like she saw a void and she's working on filling it
mm-hmm.
with Carl. You know, she sees that obviously he doesn't have his mom around and right now dad's not doing too hot.
Yeah.
So she's kind of stepped up for him and is being, I guess, I don't even necessarily want to say a parent, but she's being a strong figure
mm-hmm.
for Carl. And to me, that is definitely MVP worthy.
Yeah.
I dig it. So, any closing thoughts?
No, I like I said in the beginning, this was just like a nice like reprieve
yes.
from just endlessly Andrea, and it's just like you get to see these people really put their talents like on display, and so it was just like such a good episode. I'm not looking forward to
no.
It's like because no. we can't have that last forever.
Nope. You know it won't.
Yeah. So especially the next episode because
I just started looking at my notes for the next one. I'm like, no,
right?
Don't make us go back here,
right? Especially because this one, I believe this is when there was like heavy rewrites, heavy interference between networks and showrunners, and it looks like because it's so discombobulated and yep. it's just like, it was so good. We just came from such a good episode.
I just got to bring you back down.
Yeah.
Well, all right then, guys. Just a reminder again, follow us on all the socials, Two Dead Chicks. And if you have any comments or questions, you can always send us an email, twodeadchicks@gmail.com. So we'll see you on the next one. Bye.
Bye.